Coming up on Dig It.
I think it's been a seismic year for both of us because
yes.
You've had to be really brave making that decision to move on, change your life completely and to face the grief that you've been storing up.
Yeah.
Our little dolls that were made of you and me.
Have we got any hair left?
We've got no hair left. I put them on the highest shelf and Nemo managed to get up there, God knows how, and he tore all the hair from our head. So we're bald now. I got a text message from Anthony Schmerich this year. I mean, a couple of days ago, and he was saying, yeah, thanks for being the voice in my ear for Couch to 5K. So he's done the Couch to 5K. And I'm really happy he chose me as his coach.
All of that right after this. Hi, Joe Wiley.
Hi, Zoe Ball.
I like saying your full name. It's funny because I always used to call you full Joe Wiley before we did this podcast because I was like, you know, Joe Wiley, my friend Joe Wiley.
Now we're on first name terms.
Now it's having gone through this amazing experience this year with the podcast, 5 months we've been going, I now refer to you as Joe and you can just be Joe to me.
Good.
People ask me all the time. They ask me, how's my dad? How's Woody? How's Joe?
Oh, that's so lovely.
I know, isn't that?
Yeah.
It's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a crate digging special. We're going to look back at 2025 on a personal level, looking at music and films and the things that have happened this year. So Joe, looking back at 2025, as you stand on the cusp of the new year and you look back, what have been the personal highlights in your life, girl?
It's been quite the year, I'll be honest with you. It all started off really nicely, absolutely fine. I had a bathroom renovation. That was very, very exciting.
Lovely.
So I've got a really gorgeous bathroom, which I love very much indeed. So that took up a lot of headspace. And then it kind of rolled through when we got to May. And that's when we got the diagnosis of Brody and his brain tumour, Brody and the brain tumour year. So then we were like, oh, this is rubbish. But anyway, then we had the Chelsea Dog Garden thing at Chelsea Show, which with Radio 2. And it was amazing. We had the best time and Brody came to Chelsea and he was like the perfect dog and we met Monty and it was such an extraordinary experience. That whole thing was wonderful. Working with Jamie Butterworth, which was really special. I went to Longmeadow. I saw Monty's garden. I got a personal tour.
You've been to Longmeadow, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. You've seen the Jewel Garden.
Yeah, I have.
You've seen all Monty's incredible. We just get to see that on the telly. You've been there in person.
It's a lot smaller in the flesh than it appears on television, as with all things. But it's beautiful, obviously. It's wild and rugged and beautiful. And Monty was a great, great host. So that was quite a highlight of the year. And then, what else has gone on? And then I got a message from you saying, do you fancy doing a podcast? And then it's all kicked off from there on in. It's been mad.
It has been mad because just what you needed in your crazy busy schedule as a mum of four, pet mum to several, and, host of a radio show 4 nights a week, gigging, everything else is... Do a podcast.
Yeah, but I'm so glad. I'm so happy that I have done this. It's been amazing. It's been really, really lovely. And to meet all these wonderful people and to be involved in a community, which I think we really, really do have now with all our diggers and meet people constantly just saying how much they love the podcast has been my absolute highlight of the year, the pinnacle it really has. Along the way, obviously, I had a big birthday and we had a Wild West hoedown. Steve tragically ran over the cat and Simba, we lost her and we miss her so badly, I cannot tell you. But then we moved on, as you do always, as you have to, and we have the Ginger Assassin now who has joined us. And can I just share with people who watch these things, and we'll post a photograph, but our little dolls that were made of you and me, this is the state
of the
end of the year. We've got no hair left. I put them on the highest shelf and Nemo managed to get up there, God knows how, and he tore all the hair from our heads. So we're bald now. Got a tiny tuft at the top of our heads, but we're pretty bald. So they'll be going to the doll hairdressers and hopefully we'll have hair next year.
Do you know, I've always wondered what I would look like with no hair.
Now you know.
Now I can see that.
Yeah.
You're right though, because the podcast has been, you know, one of the highlights of my year. What started as you and I just sort of separate ends of the day, you know, me doing the breakfast show, you doing the evening show, just checking in with each other on everything from our work to our family to our wellness. We just check in and you were always the person I'd message about so many different things. And that's how it began. And it's like, well, we could do a podcast, you in your house, me in my house. And it's opened up to a really lovely community. And I'm stopped all the time by people saying, I'm so glad to have you two talking about the stuff that we're talking about. You know, men and women, and, you know, an audience our age and older, and also younger as well. And so yeah. We do love our diggers, and it's been glorious to find this community and to share these conversations. And when people say, oh, it's just like listening to, you know, being with my mates and having those chats, that's exactly what we wanted to create. And next year, Jo, we're going out on the road.
Hell yeah.
We're taking the show on the road, which we're very excited about. And people have already bought tickets to come and see us at Crosswaters Festival. And lots of people have said, will you go anywhere else? So fingers crossed we might at some point.
Yeah, I hope so. No, we really want to meet people. And then just at the, towards the end of the year, sorry, just to say, my parents have had loads of health issues. So I've suddenly hit that point of my life, which I know lots of our diggers are at as well. So suddenly becoming a carer and trying to sort out hospital appointments and tests and scans and caring for them and caring, you know, being a sibling with someone with a learning disability has also figured large in the second half of this year. So it's kind of, that's what I mean. It's been a roller coaster of a year. It's not been an easy year. It's been a roller coaster, and I'm still on the roller coaster now, as we all the time. But the pod has been great. It's been a consistent, and it's been a lot of fun. And we've been to gigs and we've been to festivals, and I'd love to know about your Glastonbury and your highlights of the year as well.
Well, this year's been an interesting one for me because it was stepping back from my big job at the Radio 2 Breakfast Show. And as I sort of look back now, the gift that this time has given me this year, not doing that show every day, and I miss it and I miss the audience. I will be fully admit to that because it was one of the best jobs I ever had. But I think after losing Mum, so much had happened. In, you know, and not just losing Mom, there was other stuff that had gone before that. And this year has finally given me some time for myself to deal with lots of grief from my life. And that's Mom and other things that perhaps I had not given the chance to grieve to. And it's been it's quite an incredible eye-opening experience for me to just be like, oh my gosh, you never dealt with this and you didn't really deal with that because you just keep on running.
Yeah.
So this year has given me time for myself, and I am so appreciative of that because I know it's not possible for everybody. Some people just have to keep going and keep working, and to step back, I've had that chance. I've had chance to spend time with my kids, which has been wonderful. And they can call me after 9:30 at night and I'm not like, will you? I'm trying to sleep. So that's been great. And to be there for Nell more as she sort of does her GCSEs has been wonderful. And I've built my gorgeous garden. My heart really has gone into that project, and it brings me so much joy. My little backyard. So I thank Henry for his inspiration there and doing that. And also some other great highlights this year. Going to Glastonbury Festival and watching my boy Woody DJing with alongside his sister Nell and the Lodger and all our great friends was just such a moment of wonder and pride for me, watching my boy do so great and seeing Nell there, like, next level. I really feel like this year, my friends, we've all had the baton has been handed to the next generation of ravers. Glastonbury was great on so many levels, seeing friends, seeing Pulp, jumping up and down, watching Pulp, getting on it in the download, up in Block 9, meeting some of the Lodger's crew and just laughing and being with those I love. Watching Dochi with my brother who'd never been to Glastonbury before. You know, so many highlights. What are we going to do next year when Glastonbury's not on? I think I'm going to go to Reading, Latitude, every single other festival.
Yeah, Wilderness, all of them.
Primavera.
Absolutely.
Do all of them.
Yeah.
I also had an amazing holiday, possibly my favourite holiday in years, in Ibiza, with my kids, with my friends. And I've watched my friends go through some incredible losses this year as well and some really tough times. And we are so there for each other. And I love those girls. So much. And we got to be with all our kids and laugh a hell of a lot in Ibiza this year. So I'm very grateful for those little moments. And also stepping back from the breakfast show, I've been able to do, I did three amazing telly projects this year that will go out next year, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a very reflective year. it's been a year when it's been very good for my heart, my soul, and it's been very quiet. Life has been quite quiet and I have really needed that. And I think next year it's going to ramp right up again. So I'm feeling at the moment, I'm feeling really grateful.
Oh, this is so good. I think it's been a seismic year for both of us because
yes.
You've had to be really brave making that decision to move on, change your life completely and to face the grief that you've been storing up and that you've been running from, as you said, for a long time. That's a really tough and brave decision. So the fact that you've done that and you've worked through, like you said, having lots of time, which has been really scary for you and a bit much at times, and just kind of all the adjustments that you have to make as you get older. So well done to you, because you've really, really dealt with it well, I think. And I hope the pod's helped along the way.
The pod has really helped, honestly. I really hope it helps for our diggers to share these conversations and these worries and woes and the things that we all go through in life. I've found it like really good therapy doing the pod, having you and our diggers to share that with. So I hope it's helping our diggers.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I've already signed up to the London Landmark Half Marathon in April. So
she's done it.
I've not done enough fitness this year because I've just, my year's been the contrast to yours. Mine's been absolutely freaking manic. It's been literally, I don't think I've had a day when I've not been doing something. So next year I'm trying to calm everything down, spend more time with my friends and family and do a little bit less, carry on doing the pod, do the radio, do my 90s anthem shows, but also just kind of, I don't know, not do so many maybe, but also to get back into fitness. I'm going to try and run. I'm going to try and do more swimming. So that's, I had to do that. I have to sign up to things. I'm sure people, the diggers will know that it's all very well running and doing exercise. But once you sign up to something, you got to do the training. So it makes you get out there and run. It's certainly the only way I can deal with it. So
So good.
Yeah.
What has stood out for you this year when it comes to music?
In terms of music, I mean, it's been a really good year for music. Some great albums, great artists, some returning artists. I mean, who'd have thought the Radiohead would be back doing gigs and shows? I never saw that coming. Like with Oasis, we had the big Oasis gigs that were such an exciting prospect in the end. Who'd have thought? And this real sense of nostalgia and community, everyone getting together and remembering their youths, what the 90s were like and singing together. So it was an amazing summer and autumn, I think, of gigs. And in terms of albums, I mean, Self Esteem for me did one of the albums of the year with Complicated Woman. Rebecca was a guest on our show just recently. But the whole artistic project that she did of making that record, putting the show on the road, doing it at theatres, doing it at Glastonbury, and it resonated with so many people. Everything she says, I think, just speaking her truth, which is everybody else's truth. So A Complicated Woman is one of my albums of the year. But then you've got Lily Allen coming along and just doing this incredible album, which has now, she's sold out O2 Arena. She's doing these huge shows next year. And she made a record which was just telling people what had been going on in her lives. And she was so honest and truthful about the hurt and the pain and the awful situations that she's been going through. And that album just flew, didn't it, from the very first day that it was released. So Lily did amazing things. But then we had Bon Iver. If you want some kind of blissed out, beautiful, gorgeous music, then Bon Iver, that album was great. Pulp, I loved their return. I loved watching them at Glastonbury, side of stage, and seeing Jarvis, speaking to him after the show, seeing how moved he was by the whole experience. And it's a really quality album. Two more albums I'll sneak in. Geese. That's exciting. And Cameron Winter, his solo album, as we mentioned last week, they are, I mean, all eyes on that band next year when they come and do some dates in the UK. It's going to be all about Geese. And then finally, Wolf Alice, they did one of the great albums of the year too. So I can't be restricted. I'm so sorry.
No, you can't be, because there's so many there.
Yeah, and I've missed out loads.
I'm going to add to that list. I loved that we had a Brat Summer, and then we've had the Cameron Winter with his solo work, and then with Geese, which those two albums, his solo album and the Geese album, along with Turnstile, are probably three of the albums that I have listened to most this year. But I must give props to Anthony Smerick.
I'm glad you mentioned
who
him.
I love and adore. I just love him. He's just a great human. His story is wonderful. He was an English teacher, and we finally got to see him at Glastonbury this year. And as he was sort of, he went across our heads as he was being carried across the sky. And I love him, and I really love his album, Service Station, at the end of the universe.
Yeah.
So that has had a hell of a lot of play in our household. Also, Ezra Furman, Goodbye Small Head, has, and I was devastated to learn that Ezra had played just at the end of the road. And I'd missed her performance. So I will definitely try to see her next year, because I love that album. But some other albums, it's been such an amazing year for the ladies. Doechii, oh my God. I think Denial is a
River. Is it a river? Denial is a River, yeah.
It was one of the songs of the year, along with Lola Young's Messy, which was very high up on the records that I'd played this year. And I love Lola Young. I thought her album was fantastic. But also Brandi Carlile has been my girl this year. Madison Cunningham is an album that a lot of people might not have heard about, but she is an amazing singer. She played quite a lot with Andrew Bird, and she's worked with Fleet Foxes and Jacob Collier, and her album Ace is stunning. But I did actually work out in my Wrapped this year that the artist I've listened to most this year is Joni Mitchell.
Oh.
And Joni's always been a favorite of mine. And when Will Young was on, he was talking about the album Court and Spark. And I listened to his great documentary about Joni this year. And I think then with Brandi doing the Joni Jams, I'd listened to quite a lot of that. And then I got to go and see This Is the Kit, and some of the girls get together and sing Jessica Hoop and sing lots of Joni songs. And so Joni is up there. Hajira has been listened to so much this year. And I was really fascinated to see all these young artists like Obunjaya and Little Sims in my mix. But also there's Joni, still at the heart of it all. So props to her as well. Celebrating her. How old is she this year? God knows, in her 80s. So what a gift of a year for music.
Yeah, it really
has. And I cannot wait for next year.
Yeah.
So diverse as well. The music I've loved this year is so diverse. I've always had quite an eclectic taste in music. And Joe, I thank you for the inspiration listening to your show.
Oh, no.
By the way,
we play good stuff on the show. I got a text message from Anthony Schmerich this year. A couple of days ago, and he was saying, yeah, thanks for playing my tunes, but also thanks for being the voice in my ear for Couch to 5K. So he's done the Couch to 5K, and I'm really happy he chose me as his coach. But I love that. That made my year.
See, and even in his crazy busy schedule of touring, he's like, I've got to look after myself.
Yeah,
I've got to do it.
So important, yeah. No, it's good. And Mumford & Sons have got an album to look forward to next year. It's coming out really soon.
Yes.
And it's really great.
Did you get to see them?
No, I didn't, because I was on air. No, it's so frustrating. I'd love to have done.
So many gigs that we've missed this year.
I know, but never mind.
I've actually booked loads for next year, though. I booked Stornoway. I booked Geese. I missed at Wolf Alice tickets. No, again, but it's okay. I booked to go see Paul Simon, who's coming to do
I just quiet. Saw that he's doing the Quiet Tour. God, yeah, I have to try and get tickets for that.
Which will be absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
So, and having missed Radiohead, I'm like, right, next year I'm not going to miss so many gigs. And we won't have Glastonbury, so we won't have that collection. So we've got to do loads of different festivals. Also, what a year for film and telly. I started the year with really chronic flu. So spent 3 weeks just watching so much good telly and things I've loved this year. Dune Prophecy, I loved. Alien Earth, we really enjoyed. The Bear Series 4. The Bear family, they feel like my family. And I really loved the sort of quietness of season 4, where you're really getting into who they all are and where they're going in their lives. And I miss them when they're not on. But things I've also loved this year, Blue Lights, which I never even realised was directed by Angela Griffin. Fantastic.
Angela Griffin directed
Blue Lights.
Wow.
She is such a talent, that lass. And it's an amazing series that all the young actors in it are so, so good. And Task, I really loved. And if anyone missed Task, really good HBO series. Also, next year, Joe, HBO, I think, are bringing out some kind of platform or channel here, because a huge television show in America this year was The Pitt with Noah Wiley from ER, and none of us could watch it. So apparently that platform will launch, I think, in March. So we will then be able to see season 1 and season 2 of The Pitt, which has been huge in America.
Yeah.
So I'm quite looking forward to that.
It's got lots of nominations, hasn't it, for awards. And I didn't know anything about it. I was like, oh, what on earth is this? Adolescence, of course, was this year, wasn't it? And that was the TV series that just shocked everybody, affected everyone. It's just unreal how brilliant that was. Stephen Graham, of course, Jack Thorne, Erin...
Doherty.
Doherty, yeah. Doherty? and astonishing performances from everybody.
And the young kid in it, is it Owen?
Yes,
Owen. Oh, I've got no own surname.
Yeah.
He is incredible. And they're winning awards left, right and centre. And directed by Phil Barantini, who is such a great British director. So
I wonder if there's anyone who didn't watch that series. I wonder.
I love how huge it was, even in America. Yeah. We're hearing a load of American actors talk about it.
Yeah.
Films, I'm really excited to see in the new year. Marty Supreme with Timothy Chalamet.
Yep.
And Hamnet. I've had a few friends who saw Hamnet in previews and have said, you will love it. It will break your heart. The book broke my heart. And I just keep seeing interviews with Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley everywhere and Chloe Zhao. And Nell's really excited because Chloe Zhao went to her school.
Oh.
Yeah, for a period of time. And it's supposed to be absolutely magnificent. But I've had the warning that you will need to take boxes of tissues with you because it is so beautifully done. And the Duke brothers who are in it as well, fantastic young actors. So I cannot wait to see that. But I will be laden
with tissues.
With tissues.
Tissues and tears.
And also The Odyssey will come out probably next year. Christopher Nolan's film. I guess it'll come out. They finished filming it a while ago, so maybe it'll come out next year. And also Part 3 of Dune, which is just one of my favourite.
Oh, God, you've watched so much.
I've watched a hell of a lot of sci-fi. It's really weird.
My resolution is to watch TV, watch films. I must do this.
I know. My resolution is to get out and watch less TV, perhaps, because I've watched way too much. It's embarrassing.
Also, Magic Faraway Tree, which I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and another film I love this year, I Swear. Beautiful film.
I swear, yeah.
That a lot of people may have missed, and it's on, you can watch it on telly now. It is wonderful.
Right.
It's an absolute beaut.
Good.
There you go. That's a good roundup.
I think
miss
so.
Anything out?
We will have done, but I'm sure people will be shouting at us now and they'll tell us what we should go and see and what we should catch up on.
Absolutely.
I mean, God, we've just thrown an awful lot of names of songs, albums, films, TV at people. If you are trying to write it all down, do not panic. The Substack has everything, all the details. If you want to get the Substack, and it's basically everything that we talk about and we wear and we love, it's all there. So it's tons of information, but done in a really readable and enjoyable way. It's on the Substack, and you get that in the show notes. All the details are in the show notes, how to get that. We cannot recommend it highly enough.
And can we give, if we're talking about the Substack, can we just give props to Eve?
Yes,
Eve,
we should do that.
Queen of Substack. We love you, Eve.
Yeah, thanks for all your hard work. Zoe, this scares me a little bit. Looking into the future, looking into 2026, and our crew, our Dig It crew, have been preparing something for us. So this is, I say this with trepidation, but they have been talking to, or they have asked astrologer Francesca Oddi to look at our birth charts and to give us a sneak preview of what's going to be going on next year for us, right? So you ready for this?
I am ready for this. I'm a Sagittarian. Apparently next year is going to be good for Sagittarians. So let's hope that Francesca agrees.
Let's hope so.
So Zoe, you are 0 degrees Sagittarius. You're born on the first day of Sag, okay? Well, pretty much. And you also have Neptune there as well. So that makes you quite spiritual. You get on the dance floor. You're into music. You are...
Yes.
You've got a Pisces flavour to your Sagittariusness.
Nice.
The music, obviously, the Pisces rules is connected to music and dancing and going with the flow. And you have this in your relationship sector. You were born pretty much at sunset. And people born at sunset are very... They're into partnership. They're into the other. So this also speaks to your podcast, I was thinking. Because Uranus... The great awakener, the planet that brings a shock and change as pushes us forward into the next era, is right opposite your sun, your star sign. It's really activating, and it's saying, come on, there's a surprise for you. And now this could be the podcast. I think the podcast is quite new, like you and Joe doing this. But this big aspect that's happening in February that all the astrologers are talking about, it's a remolding of identity. I'm calling it the year of the entrepreneur 2026. It's about self-belief because it's a big aspect. It's the planets are moving into Aries, and Aries is the first sign of zodiac. It's about being confident and going for it. But there might be some challenges around that. I'd say you're quite sensitive.
I am well sensitive.
Anyway, you're gregarious. The Sagittarius is like fun, but there's a lot of depth there. And it's all being activated.
Like a lot of
but I think it's like you can access it quite freely now. You feel more comfortable showing up as you are. And both you and Do have this in common because you both have the moon in Virgo. I think you have quite an interest in health and routine and being helpful and being of service. You know, I think that's quite strong in both of you. And it's all being lit up next year in a way that you can show it and feel more comfortable showing it. So at the minute, Jupiter's in the bottom of your chart, which is quite fun. Maybe, I don't know if you've just had a nice time at home. It feels very cozy. Maybe you're going to have a cozy Christmas. Everybody seems to be more together this year. And then next year, it moves into your sector of creativity and romance. It's the same thing. So I don't know if you've got any more creative projects or if it's the podcast. Or one thing I did think is if you two are taking the podcast on tour, and if you were to do that, I mean, July is probably not great because it's school holidays, but there's something in July. There's
I'm feeling something in July.
That is, I think it's the 29th July next year. That's just amazing. It's bringing communities together. It's just really exciting. And next year is such a different flavor. This year's been very emotional and up and down. And next year, the beginning will be, but then there's a lot more forward thrust and confidence and activity and community and
forward thrusting
connection. But yeah, it is an exciting year. I don't have to pretend. Yay. It's a big year. I think you've had a big year this year as well, for sure, because Uranus moved into Gemini, which is the sign opposite you, in June. And so something happened in June. I would have thought June, July was exciting. And I don't know what's going on now, but it lights up again in April, and it might even feel less chaotic and more exciting. But I think I did actually check when you two started the podcast, because both of your charts were speaking and you started it in July, which makes sense. So it could be that, and that you two are really finding a sense of freedom and authenticity.
Francesca, I love her. My God, I'm like...
That means something to you? Could you?
It meant a hell of a lot to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what? She totally spoke to me. I thought she was quite astute there, yeah. Obviously, on the change. I'm really excited about 2026, Jo.
Well, July 29th, I'm particularly excited about that day.
Well, something's going to happen then, something big.
I'm going to put a note in my phone to remind me. Big day tomorrow, big news.
Hey, listen, let's find out yours, okay? Let's pray.
Please be good. Please be good.
Is going to have a lovely, positive 2026. Here we go, Francesca.
Hi, Jo. You're born on the 4th, and so this is take 4. So you're a Cancerian, you know that. And Jupiter, the planet of expansion, growth, buoyancy, optimism. He's been in Cancer since July the 9th or 12th, and he's there until July the 1st, 2026. So that's great. You know, when we're writing horoscopes, the sign that's got Jupiter is always the luckiest. He spends a year in each sign, every 12 years he comes back.
Oh, wow.
And so that's cool. You've launched the podcast. Things are growing. You're having a great time. And it carries on till July. But then you actually have two planets in Leo. You have Venus in Leo and Mercury in Leo. So you've got a little bit of Leo in your chart, which is why you've got the glam. And because they're together, you've got the charm. And Mercury is all about your communication. And Venus is all about your beauty and your talent. And so to have them together, and they're very tightly together, merges them. So you've got a real, a beautiful Venus voice, Mercury.
Ooh.
And Jupiter, the planet of expansion and growth, gets to your Venus and Mercury in July when he gets to Leo. So then he's expanding that. Now you have these placements in the 12th house, which is the place of the birth chart that is to do with the psychology and the subconscious and probably being quite tapped into the collective. It's also music in a way, because Mercury's communication and Venus's art. So, it's like arty communication, i.e. music. I don't know if you do any other arty things. Maybe you do.
No.
But
pottery?
When Jupiter gets there and he expands and he uplifts and he brings the good vibes, it could be something that is underground. As in, it's nothing to post on Instagram and be like, hey, this happened to me. It could be more a feeling. It could be just a liberation, or you realise something. And because Pluto, the planet of empowerment, because this planet is also involved, I think it's like you feel like you can express more authentically, and how relaxing that feels. How much you're enjoying the podcast. It could even be Mercury, Venus. You're working with another woman. Mercury, Venus, communication, woman, Venus. I think both of you have exhaled a bit, that there's a bit of relief. And that you're feeling just so good about being able to serve and share and be yourselves and not overthink and support each other and you're really enjoying the partnership. And I think that it goes from strength to strength to strength. Ninth house is teaching, travel, and publishing. So there's something for you in that. And I don't know if it's you take it abroad, you run a ladies retreat. That could be good if you could be bothered. I don't know if that's up your street. Or you have a festival. Why not? Or an event. I'm calling 2026 the year of the entrepreneur. It's really about people backing themselves. And I think you're part of the zeitgeist for this. You know, the way you're doing this, the way you're expressing the work that you're doing now is a bit more independent. Thanks for having me. I hope you enjoyed that. Ciao.
Francesca Oddi, what a superstar she is. Are you all right? You've sunk down into the chair like you found that painful as we were talking about.
No, I didn't at all. No, I love the idea of a Digit retreat, though. I'm up for that.
Fascinating. Also, a full moon on July the 20th.
Right.
So we should do our gathering at Crosswise and then go outside and dance in the full moon.
Yeah.
Do some serious manifesting. That's going to be happening. I know you're looking at me like, what? We're not just going to the bar.
Yeah.
Isn't she wonderful? I feel like she's got a real positive energy about her.
Yeah.
And my dear friend Lisa, who's head of hair at Strictly, and Mystic Sue, who I used to work with on It Takes Two, they are massively into this sort of stuff and having your moon charts read and stuff. And you can poo-poo it, but sometimes there is stuff where you're like, oh no, that is
interesting.
It sounds like we're going to have good years next year.
I hope so. That sounds year of the entrepreneur. I guess we are being entrepreneurial doing the podcast. So maybe that's what it's all about and taking it on the road.
You wait till we bring out the merch.
And the book.
And the book, Digit, yes. Book.
Maybe that's what she's talking about.
Or maybe you're going to do a gardening book. Maybe you're going to do a book about, you know.
When am I going to do this? When have I got the time to do this?
You remember earlier how you were saying you were going to give more time to yourself?
Doesn't sound like it, does it, according to Francesca?
It doesn't sound like it. You're going to be so busy. Can I just say thanks, Digit team? I really enjoyed
that. Yeah, that was fun.
That was really good.
That's our roundup then of 2025. And I guess we're there. We're headlong into 2026. I hope it's a good year for all of us, obviously, and we're all in this together. That's the biggest message, I think, that we give out on this podcast, is that we're here for each other and we can get through anything together. And that's why we're here. And that's why we're doing this.
And challenges come along and curveballs come along, yeah, and we are all here for it. And if you ever want to get in touch with us about anything that's happening in your life, please do.
Yeah.
So we love hearing from you and we love sharing these adventures and the highs and lows of life with each other. So thank you for listening in 2025 and being Digger. And
yeah,
Here's to our exciting adventures of 2026, Joe.
Thank you so much for everything, for sharing all your advice, all your wisdom today. I'm sure everybody listening and watching right now will have absolutely loved it.
Better start outlining that book, honey.
Oh yeah. Wish me luck. Please don't make me do a book. We'll see you next time. See you.
Digit is a Persephonica production.